Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous two Mishnayos, we were discussing different malbushim and tachshitim, clothing and jewelry that you can't go out on Shabbos with on a rabbinic level. The Rabbanan made a gezeirah, an enactment, not to go out with it on Shabbos, lest you go ahead and carry it. But those were only prohibited on a rabbinic level. Now we're going to be discussing things that are prohibited on a Torah level, which is it's a stronger degree. Lo teitzei isha b'machat hanikuva. A woman cannot go out with a needle that has a hole in it. Meaning, it's not just a needle for decoration. It has a hole in it. It's meant for sewing. So she can't go out with this on Shabbos, even if she pins it into her dress and says, hey, look, it's jewelry. Because everyone knows that it's meant for sewing, and therefore, you can't go out with it on Shabbos. It's not considered jewelry. It's considered like a regular, load on your back, and you can't go out with it. And even something so minor like a mere needle, if one were to go out with it on Shabbos, even stuck into her garment, it would be carrying, and then she'd be chayav chatas. She can't do that on Shabbos. V'lo b'tabas sheyesh alei chosam, and not with a ring that does have a signet in it, meaning the ring had a stamp on the ring that they would use to sign letters. So again, that's not considered jewelry. That's like regular lows, like carrying a bag, and she can't go out with that on Shabbos. V'lo b'kulyar. Not with a kulyar. Kulyar was like this crown around her head. And since most women did not wear this type of crown, so we don't consider it jewelry, and therefore she can't go out with it on Shabbos, also on a Torah level. Loba koveles. Koveles is a knot that has in it like spices. They take like a cloth, tie a knot, put spices in it, so she can't go out with that on Shabbos. But sloches shall palyaton, not with a glass valve of palyaton, and also of spices in it, of like besamim, different types of spices in it, and they would hang it, by their neck, in order for them to smell good. But also these two things, the kovelas and this slocha shel palyaton, this cloth they would tie a knot and put spices in it, or this glass they would put spices in it and wear it around the neck. They also, since most women don't wear these type of they bring that over here. The only type of women that wear it are women that smell terribly awful. So most women aren't wearing it. And therefore, if a woman goes out and wears it, it's like a load. And even though it looks like a necklace, it would be carrying on Shabbos. Vim yasas, in all these cases, if she went ahead and didn't listen and, went out with it on Shabbos, chayeves achatas. She transgresses a Torah sin and has to bring a carbon chatas. It's very severe because these things are prohibited on a Torah level. Divrei Reb Meir, these are the words of Reb Meir. However, v'chachamim potrin, the chachamim say no, they are more lenient. They say you're not chayav v'karban chatas. We're b'kovelas u'b'tzlocha shel palyaton. In the two types of spices that you would wear around her neck, in those scenarios, she would be patur from a karban chatas. Wouldn't transgress a Torah sin. Because they would hold the chachamim that these two items are considered jewelry and they could wear it on Shabbos. But, of course, the chatchili can't wear them, lest you start carrying them. But, if you did, you're not going to transgress a sin on a Torah level. That would be the opinion of the Chachamim. But a mayor would hold that you are, going to transgress a sin on a Torah level in these two things. So really, in all the things that we discussed in the Mishnah, everyone agrees that they're prohibited on a Torah level to go out with it on Shabbos. We don't consider it a load. With the exception of these two types of spices that they would wear as necklaces, where a mayor says it's prohibited on a Torah level, and the Chum say that it's not prohibited on a Torah level. Moving right along to Mishnah Dalet. Till now we discussed a woman, now we're going to discuss a man. Lo yetzia ish, a man cannot go out on Shabbos. Lo besayif, not with a sword. Lo bekeshes, not with a bow. Lo betris, not with a shield. Lo be'allah, and not with a, I believe it's a club. Says here a stick with a round ball-like shape at the end. Yeah, a club. And, v'lo baromach, not with a spear. All these things are items of war. They're not considered, jewelry or clothing. And you can't go out with them on a Torah level. Vim yatza, if they went out with it on a Torah level. If they went out with it on Shabbos, then chayav chatas, they transgress a Torah sin. Not just a rabbinic enactment, but a Torah sin. And they'd have to bring a carbon chatas in the base of Mikdash. That's the shita of the Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, tachshitin hein lo. He's more lenient. He says, no, you can go out with these things on Shabbos. He considers them jewelry, as the Pasuk says. Chagor charbecha al yerech gibor hotcha v'haderech. It says that you should take your sword and, you know, gird it on your loins and wear it like a belt. So he says that, no, all these items are like jewelry, and he's more lenient. Okay? There's a dispute between Tanakama and Rabbi Yezer. Tanakama would hold all these things are prohibited to go out with on Shabbos. Rabbi Yezer is lenient. He says they're considered jewelry. Male jewelry. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, Einan ela lignai. No, these items of war, they're not to beautify a person. They're gnai. They're like a disgrace to a person because they bring down another pasuk that says shenamar v'chitchu v'chitetu harvosam liitim v'chani so sehem lemazmeros lo yisa goyal goy cherev lo yilmudu od milchama. And what this pasuk is talking about. Actually, there's a song in it. It's a famous Miami song, if anybody knows it. But the point here is that this pasuk tells you that, yeah, it says that in the future, when Mashiach comes, there won't be any more war, and sword and bows and spears are all going to be nullified. They're not going to be used anymore. So you see that these things aren't for the beauty of man, because if they're for the beauty of man, why would they be removed once Mashiach comes? Rather, that when Mashiach comes and we're going to have the time of ultimate peace, we don't want to have, you know, weapons of war, weapons of destruction. So these things are not meant for beauty. They're a disgrace for a person, and they say you can't go out with it on Shabbos. And the Chachamim are not disputing the Tanakhama. Rather, they're just, you know, explaining the Tanakhama's reason why a man can't go out with it on Shabbos. Biris is a bracelet that they would wear. It's a belt. They would wear it around their waist to hold up their pants. It's a belt. So a biris is tahora. It is tahor. It's pure. What does that mean? It's not mekabel tuma. It's not susceptible to become defiled by tuma. Because in order for something to become defiled by tuma, it has to be deemed a utensil for a person. So pants is a utensil for a person. Shirt is a utensil for a person. And these things are susceptible to becoming defiled, to becoming tuma. But a belt is a kli for a kli, meaning it's a utensil that holds up your pants, which hold up, and the pants serve the man. So the pants are deemed a utensil that serves a man, and that's susceptible to tumah. But a belt is not, because the belt is not a kli for the man, it's a kli for the pants. And therefore, they bring that over here, that it would be tahor in regards to tumah, not regards to Shabbos, in regards to tumah, it's tahor, it's not mekabel tumah. The Yotzen Ba B'Shabbos, and you can go out with it on Shabbos, because this will be considered like a regular piece of clothing, and you can go out with it on Shabbos. So we're not concerned that, you know, you're going to remove it, because, you know, you don't want your pants to fall down. Okay. Kivalim are, let's see here, Birio, Shiyeshlan, Shashal, Shalkesef, a belt that has some kind of chain of silver or metal on it, and it holds up, it holds up some kind of belt on your pants. The basulos, the virgins, would be miskashedos behen. They would wear these kivalim, these special kind of belts. The basulos, the virgins, they would wear a special kind of belt around their legs, and it would keep their footsteps small. And it was a level of modesty that they had. In order not to take large footsteps, they had special kind of chains around their legs, these elegant chains, to make their footsteps small, so they look very, very elegant. So these kivalim are tumayin. They are susceptible to tuma, because they serve the person directly. It's not like they're holding up pants that are supporting the person. It's serving the person directly. It's preventing the person, the woman, the virgin, from taking large steps. So therefore, they would be susceptible to tumah. They're deemed a regular utensil. And then the anyos and men b'Shabbos. You cannot go out with it on Shabbos, lest the woman, these virgins, take it off to show their friends. They want to show them their. It was very, very, you know, very. It was like a nice, elegant piece. And we were afraid that they would take it off and then, you know, walk with it outside in the public domain. So. But the idea here is that these last two belts, you know, the regular biris, the regular belt, would be tahar because it's a utensil to utensil. It's holding up the pants and holding up the person. And therefore, you can go out with it on Shabbos, and it's not susceptible to tumah. And, you know, on Shabbos, you're not going to take it off your waist, because otherwise your pants will fall down. But a kavalim, something that serves a person directly in order to minimize a basula, a virgin's footsteps, to keep them small and modest, so it serves a person directly, therefore you can't go out with it on Shabbos unless you take it off and show it to your friends and carry. And then on the same note, you know, if it would become tamei, it would become tamei and have to be, you know, go through the tefillah process to get pure, because it serves a person directly and is deemed a regular utensil. And that wraps up Mishnah Daled.